K-Wave Media sells every Bitcoin. It owned and pivots to AI K-Wave Media, the NASDAQ-listed Korean media company that once pledged to build a 10,000 BTC treasury, has confirmed it holds zero Bitcoin and is redirecting its financing toward AI data centers and GPU computing. CoinMarketCap flagged the exit on X on July 3rd, and CoinDesk detailed the full unwind a day earlier. The company sold its final coins in May, plans to rebrand as Talavar Technologies, and has filed to raise up to $250 million for the new strategy. The reversal closes one of the more ambitious copycat treasury plans of the past year. It also lands in a nervous market. Bitcoin trades at $61,156 as of July 3, 2026, up 1.9% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index at 23, deep in fear territory. An 88 BTC start, a zero-balance finish K-Wave's treasury, never got close to its target. The company bought 88 BTC in July 2025 as a symbolic first tranche, backed by what it described as up to $1 billion in financing capacity, a $500 million convertible note deal with Anson Funds, and a $500 million standby equity agreement with a vehicle called Bitcoin Strategic Reserve. The accumulation stopped at that first purchase. On April 29, 2026, K-Wave liquidated the 88 coins to repay $6 million of debt. A follow-up sale on May 6 cleared out the remaining fragments and took the balance to zero. The 10,000 BTC goal, which would have required roughly $616 million at today's price, died at less than 1% completion. 485 million RARI rerouted from Bitcoin to GPUs. The financing survived even though the Bitcoin plan did not. Under an amended agreement with Anson Funds, roughly $485 million of the original capacity now points at AI infrastructure, data centers, GPU compute, and acquisitions in that space. The company has also filed to raise up to $250 million in new securities to fund the build-out. The corporate overhaul goes further. K-Wave plans to rebrand as Talavar Technologies, is weighing a reverse stock split, and intends to sell its main entertainment subsidiary to eliminate about $48 million in debt. A South Korean media firm that spent 2025 marketing itself as Asia's answer to strategy will enter 2027, if the plan holds, as a U.S.-listed AI infrastructure company with no entertainment business and no crypto. A 16-cent stock forced the issue. The pivot reads less like conviction about AI and more like survival. K-Wave shares closed near 16 cents on June 29th. NASDAQ has warned the company twice this year, once in January for trading below the $1 minimum, and again in June for insufficient publicly held share value. The reverse stock split under consideration is a standard move to avoid delisting, not a growth signal. When the AI redirection was first announced in May, the market's verdict was immediate. K-Wave stock fell 24% on the news. Investors who bought the Bitcoin treasury story were left holding an AI data center story they never signed up for, at a fraction of their entry price. Treasury copycats are quietly folding. K-Wave is not an isolated case. Crypto Times counts multiple Bitcoin treasury companies exiting or scaling back in 2026 as market pressure and the AI capital race pull corporate cash in a different direction. The playbook strategy popularized, raise cheap capital, buy BTC, let the premium compound, worked when Bitcoin was climbing, and treasury stocks traded above the value of their coins. At $61,656, with BTC down from its highs and sentiment at 23 on the Fear and Greed Index, the smaller imitators are finding that the flywheel spins both ways. The pattern to watch is which companies exit versus which double down. Strategy itself unveiled a monetization program and buyback plan in June, rather than selling coins. K-Wave, with 88 BTC and a 16-cent stock, never had that option. The treasury trade increasingly splits into two tiers, firms large enough to hold through a drawdown, and firms for which the treasury was always a stock promotion that stopped working.